Chapter 1. How It Began. It was a Thursday morning in February. In Tromsø, in the north of Norway, it was snowing. No one noticed when Hilde Johansen disappeared. The 70-year-old was walking home from the shops. A car stopped next to her and a man got out. The next minute, she was pushed into the car and it drove away fast. That afternoon, Margit Berg was at work in Oslo. Her mobile phone rang.
"I'm calling about your mother," said a strange, deep voice. "Listen."
Margit told the people at work that she was sick and left early. When she got home, she booked a flight to Tromsø. Fox marched up and down in the hut on the island of Kvalia, near Tromsø. His head was covered by a black hood. It had holes for his eyes and mouth. He looked at his mobile phone, then threw it onto a table and said,
"It's Friday now. Where is she? Why doesn't she call?"
Hilde Johansen didn't say anything. She sat in a chair and stared at him with sad eyes. Her hands and feet were tied. Fox picked up the phone again.
"She must answer this time."
He listened as the phone rang and rang. He looked down at Hilde.
"It will be very bad for you if your daughter doesn't help us. She told me she'd booked the holiday on Kvalia."
Hilde said,
"She'll help you. She won't want to help, but she'll want to save me." "Perhaps, but she's not answering."
Fox tried again.
"One last chance."
The ringing began again. Then a quiet voice said, "Hello?"
"Where were you, Margit?" said Fox. "I've been calling and calling."
"I'm sorry," Margit replied. "It's a 2-hour flight from Oslo to Tromsø, and the taxi picked us up from the airport late because of the bad weather."
"Are you on Kvalia now?"
"Yes."
"Is he there?"
"Yes, he is."
"And did you talk to him?"
"Yes, on the flight."
Margit was quiet for a moment, then she said,
"I think it will work. He likes me."
"It must. If it doesn't work, or if you call the police, you'll never see your mother again."
"Please don't hurt her."
Margit began to cry.
"She's tied to a chair. Her hands and feet hurt." Fox laughed. "Today is Friday. You have 2 days. I must have the formula by Sunday evening."
Fox ended the call. He looked at Hilde.
2 days, he repeated. "Your daughter is beautiful. I hope she's clever too. I don't want to hurt you."
He walked into the bathroom and closed the door. He didn't want Hilde to hear his next call. The phone was answered at once.
"Yes, Fox. It's going to be hard. She's met Smith, but 2 days to get the formula. We're running out of time." "We didn't know earlier that Smith was going to speak at the Institute in Tromsø on Monday. He's going to tell everyone what he's found out. He must be stopped."
"I understand," said Fox. "But how do I stop him?"
"Bear says he doesn't care how you do it. Just do it without any trouble. No bodies and no police."
"Okay, good. I'll stop him."
Fox ended the call.
"It won't be easy if I can't hurt anyone."
Fox went back into the big room, sat on his bed, and waited.